Today's Streamglobe devotional is titled Hearing His Voice. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from John 10, 27 to 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. I have just read from the New American Standard Bible. Shayi was troubled. As a believer, he realized that he did not clearly know the voice of the Lord. This concerned him deeply because he understood that the ability to hear and follow God's voice is what distinguishes his sheep. Many claim to follow the Lord, but Scripture makes it clear that those who are truly led by him are his own. Romans 8:14. He also knew that the Lord leads his people in paths of righteousness. But a question lingered in his heart. How could he follow the Lord if he could not recognize his voice? Determined to grow, Shayi gave himself to prayer and fasting. One morning, as he picked up his Bible to read, something became clear to him. These were not just ordinary words. They were the very words of God, inspired by the Spirit of Christ. In that moment, he understood something powerful. The most consistent and reliable way to hear the voice of the Lord is through his word. God leads his people through the Scriptures. Every instruction, every correction, and every direction we receive from him will always align with what he has already revealed in his word. The Lord will never lead you in a way that contradicts the Bible. While God may guide us inwardly by his Spirit, his word remains the foundation and standard for all guidance. Believers who truly desire to be led by God develop a hunger for his word. They crave it just as newborn babies crave milk, 1 Peter 2:2. They read it, study it, and seek understanding through teachings, books, and fellowship. As you go into today, remember this. If you want to hear God's voice more clearly, give yourself to his word. The more you know his word, the more you will recognize his voice. Prayer. Lord, thank you for the gift of your word. Help me to grow in understanding and sensitivity to your voice through the Scriptures. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 18 to 20. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Streamglobe Devotional. Streamglobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.